City Council suspends Lucky Lotto. The monthly meeting on May 7th of the Sylvania City Council, a hearing concerning Lucky Lotto/Siv Shakti LLC to deliberate on the revocation or suspension of their occupational tax certificate, was addressed. The decision came following a series of incidents involving the sale of vaping products to minors by the establishment. The catalyst for this hearing traces back to an April 17th report by the Sylvania Times, which detailed the arrest of Lucky Lotto's owner, Pragnesh Kumar Patel, for allegedly selling vapes to minors. Under Georgia law, specifically Section 1612-171, the legal age for vaping in the state is 21 years old, with the sale of vaping and tobacco products to minors strictly prohibited and subject to potential misdemeanor charges and fines. During the hearing, Detective Norman Royal addressed the council members, providing crucial insights into the case. He revealed that Lucky Lotto had purportedly sold THC vapes to several 16-year-old juveniles, prompting concerns about underage access to vaping products within the community. Chief Shane Burke was also involved in the investigation, having been contacted by parents of minors who were found carrying vapes to Screven County High School. Upon inquiry, these minors reportedly identified Lucky Lotto as the source of their purchases. The police department had previously advised local businesses about the legal age requirement for purchasing vaping and tobacco products and the necessity of verifying customers' identification. In response to these allegations, law enforcement conducted a sting operation, during which minors attempted to purchase vapes from various stores in Sylvania without presenting identification. Shockingly, on three separate occasions, Lucky Lotto reportedly sold THC, Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol vapes to minors without requesting identification. Georgia law states that products containing more than 0.3% Delta-9 THC are deemed illegal. This includes an array of products, from gummies to lotions, candles, and more. Consequently, Mr. Patel, the owner of Lucky Lotto, was arrested and subsequently summoned to appear before the Sylvania City Council on May 7. Following deliberations, the council members determined that Lucky Lotto would be required to close its business for a period of 15 days, effective May 8, as a disciplinary measure. The decision underscores the City Council's commitment to upholding regulations designed to safeguard the well-being of the community, particularly concerning the protection of minors from accessing harmful substances. It serves as a reminder to local businesses of the importance of strict adherence to state laws and regulations governing the sale of age-restricted products.